they talk about some of the successful challenges, the fun ones in the past year?
Yeah, they did. They had people who had run successful challenges come up and give their sort of lessons learned. They talked about holding contests for things like web apps for teaching kids about healthy diets and how they got schools and teachers, et cetera, involved. Innovative ways to use car technology that allows one car to talk to another car for safety reasons. But after the first panel, Dave McClure, who's Associate Administrator of GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technology, spoke with reporters. And he told me, you know, these contests aren't just for inventors or techies.
It's all the way from simple contests involving kids designing posters on how to become president to the next generation fuel-efficient car, to the L Prize for the energy light bulb, to process improvement maybe within an agency that's trying to improve customer service delivery. So the range is quite large, and that's the real benefit of it. It's not locked into hard science. It's not locked into manufacturing. It's not locked into just citizen engagement awareness building. It covers all of that.
McClure really wants agencies to see these competitions and challenges as just another tool in their toolbox. And at the workshop, they showed us a YouTube video. You could probably find it if you wanted to see it, but sort of a compilation of all of the winning videos and things like that that they had held over the past year, and included one of a sort of geeky teenager. She was rapping about not texting while driving, those sorts of things.
So, Emily, what is the right situation then for an agency to hold a competition like that?
Well, McClure's Principal Deputy Kathy Conrad says agencies should consider a couple of things.
So it's both, there are, I think, two characteristics that are particularly important. One is you want to reach outside the traditional audience that you might reach using a procurement or a contract or a grant. And the other, where you want to raise broad awareness of an agency mission need that the contest itself not only provides a valuable solution, but the process of issuing the challenge reaches an extremely broad segment of the public.
So she's saying that the contest itself, just a process of holding it, might reap greater rewards than the actual savings you might find on holding a contest and issuing some prize money versus a traditional procurement or contract or grant or what have you.
We're speaking with reporter Emily Kopp. Now, what are some of the lessons of Challenge.gov's first year?
McClure told reporters that there are pretty much three things that agencies need to think about before starting challenges. First, they need to know what exactly they're trying to achieve, what that solution should look like.
Who do you want to engage? You know, do you put this out for massive consumption, but it's really only targeted for a very narrow community that has expertise in lighting technology? You have to think that through. What's the target for engagement? And third is the evaluation criteria. How are you going to pick the winner? You don't want to set something up and you get all these fabulous ideas in and you go, my gosh, how are we going to choose the winner? That needs to be predetermined, pre-thought out, evaluation criteria in place, all that really documented so that you can convince yourself and the people in your agency that the decision makers that have to adopt this, that it's been done above board and it's gone through some scrutiny.
At the workshop, they also released findings of a survey. They just had done a survey of those agencies that have already held challenges. They listed a few more keys to success: be very simple, be very nimble, begin small and then build out, and really invest in outreach and relationships with people in the private sector.
And as they look ahead, what barriers need to be overcome?
The big one is money. McClure says the website, challenge.gov, needs to be able to grow as more and more agencies see holding challenges as a real option, a real tool that they can use. He's a bit worried that there won't be enough funding in next year's budget in the e-government fund that funds this website. So he's spending a lot of time educating Congress.
Congress is very interested in making sure that every dollar that's spent is improving the operational performance of the government, giving customers and citizens better service, and is being done the most cost-effective way. I think we got all that nailed, quite honestly, so that's our story.
He says he just has to tell that story more and more.
And Emily, just to make it clear, the money to operate the challenge.gov site comes from GSA, but the prize money for the individual agency challenges, that comes from the agencies?
That's right. And in fact, some agencies were saying they didn't have a lot of prize money, but that doesn't necessarily motivate people who participate in these contests. They're motivated by civic pride or by the opportunity perhaps to go to a conference or to meet an agency head, things other than money.
And is he worried that Congress will not fund the .gov site next year? Is that part of the issue?
Congress has so far not been willing to fund as much as the administration is asking for. Of course, things are up in the air for the entire federal government budget, so it's hard to say, but the eGov fund has been struggling to get the support in Congress that it has from the agencies and administration.